Well, we continue on with our overview of the book of Revelation. It is really cool because at the beginning of the year 2020, what a year that's been, all the way up through as we were doing the overview of the New Testament, and then we got to the book of Revelation, and then we are doing a overview of the book of Revelation chapter by chapter. And it's really neat as we are up to chapter 20. This is the second Sunday of Advent, and then we'll have chapter 21, and then the finality in chapter 22, which will lead us up to the fourth Sunday of Advent, and then we celebrate the first coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. New Living Translation says this. It's about the thousand-year reign. Then I saw an angel come down from heaven with the key to the bottomless pit, a heavy chain in his hand. He seized the dragon, the old serpent, the devil, Satan, and bound him in chains for 1,000 years. The angel threw him into the bottomless pit, which he then shut and locked so that Satan could not deceive the nations any more until the 1,000 years were finished. Afterwards, he would be released again for a little while. And then I saw thrones, and people sitting on them had been given the authority to judge. And I saw the souls of those who had been beheaded for their testimony about Jesus, for proclaiming the Word of God. And I saw the souls of those who had not worshipped the beast or his statue, nor accepted his mark on their forehead or in their hands. They came to life again, and they reigned with Christ for 1,000 years. This is the first resurrection. The rest of the dead did not come back to life until the 1,000 years had ended. Blessed and holy are those who share in the first resurrection. For them, the second death holds no power. But they will be priests of God and of Christ, and will reign with him for 1,000 years. Then we have the defeat of Satan. When the 1,000 years end, Satan will be let out of prison. He will go out to deceive nations from every corner of the earth, which are called Gog and Magog. And he will gather them to gather up for a battle, a mighty host, as numberless as the sands along the shore. And I saw them as they went out upon the broad plain of the earth and surrounded God's people and the beloved city. But fire from heaven came down on the attacking armies and consumed them. Then the devil who betrayed them was thrown into the lake of fire that burns with sulfur, joining the beast and the false prophet. There they will be tormented day and night forever and ever. Then the final judgment. And I saw a great white throne, and I saw the one who was sitting on it. The earth and the sky fled from his presence, but they found no place to hide. I saw the dead, both great and small, standing before God's throne, and the books were open, including the book of life. And the dead were judged according to the things written in the books, according to what they had done. The sea gave up the dead, and death and the grave gave up the dead in them. They were all judged according to their deeds. And death and the grave were thrown into the lake of fire. This is the second death, the lake of fire. Anyone whose name was not found recorded in the book of life was thrown into the lake of fire. May God add his blessings to the reading, the hearing, and the understanding of his holy and precious word in chapter 20. They talk about the 1,000 years. And as we read these verses and we wonder, why will God release Satan at the end of the millennial reign of Jesus Christ? First, we must admit that there are some biblical questions we cannot answer on this side of glory, because God has chosen to reserve some of these mysteries to himself. You'll find that in Deuteronomy chapter 29, verse 29, and also over in Romans 11, 33 through 36. Yet as believers, even if we cannot always understand something about God's word, he will, and his ways, we can be sure that he will remain faithful and true and trustworthy forever and ever. And in the light of that, our job remains to obey what we do understand as quickly and as fully and as well as we're able. Even if we might not be able to answer why God releases Satan, we can suggest some possible reasons and motives based on the understanding of the entire Word of God. You see, at the beginning of the millennial, only the believers will be alive. Some who live through the tribulation period, and some who will come back with the Lord at His second coming. If we go to be with the Lord before He comes for us first, we will be a part of that. And you can read that over in that little book of Jude. But the believers who live through the tribulation will be mortal, and they will live and repopulate the earth during the millennial kingdom. Without the devastation of sin taking its toll, we can imagine that the population increasing during the millennial reign will be enormous, almost incomprehensible. All those who are born during the millennial will enjoy the benefits and the blessing of Christ's reign here on this earth. But they will still be born with a sin nature, and they still have to freely repent and believe the gospel, personally choosing Jesus Christ as his Lord and Savior. And then finally, God is trying to reinforce the very important lessons concerning Satan himself, especially for us believers. First, he had always been and always will be the enemy of humanity. God has fixed his love on us. Satan has for a special hatred for all of God's people. He's been the adversary of all the believers. But God has defeated him, and he will let him loose at the end of the 1,000-year reign, and he will totally destroy him forever and ever. A lot of people say, well, preacher, why do you say that the book of Revelation is God's love letter to us? Well, it's about salvation. And God's love for us has given us salvation through his Son, Jesus Christ. And the people of the world have had their chance to proclaim their allegiance to God. And now God's judgment's about to begin. But if you're hearing this, you have already heard God's truth. And you know that God's final judgment will not be put off forever. Have you joyfully received the everlasting good news of Jesus Christ? I hope you have. It's a simple prayer for simple people. If so, you have nothing to fear from God's judgment. The judge of all the earth is your Savior. That's the blessed hope that we have in Christ. Hope and pray you have a wonderful day, and we'll meet you again next week for chapter 21. God bless.